A very good evening and a very warm welcome to the Market Closing Podcast right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh. Today is the 25th of April. Happy birthday to Arijit Singh as it happens. What songs did the stock market have to sing today? We'll find out right here on Money Control.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
The rupee has hit a rather weak note. There is expiry-related volatility that we're experiencing in the market, and these two reasons may well have led to last hour selling in the market and dragged benchmarks. The Sensex managed to end the day over 100 points lower, while the Nifty closed just above the 10,550 mark. Most of the sectors on the National Stock Exchange traded in the red today, with the exception of Nifty IT and Nifty Realty. The hardest hit, though, were Nifty PSU Bank, which was down 1.65%, closing at 2,743, and Nifty Metal, which was down 1.36%. Nifty Bank was down 0.91% as well, closing the day's trade at 24,814. Nifty 50 closed 0.41% down at 10,570. Like I said earlier, at the sector level, financial stocks dragged the market with cuts visible in ICICI Bank as well as HDFC Bank. Bank Nifty closed with a fall of 228 points. Shares of IT companies saw big gains, led of course by Tata Consultancy Services, the freshly minted $100 billion company. They were boosted by positive sentiment coming in from results as well as a weaker rupee. The rupee weakened to a fresh 13-month low by falling 27 paise to 66.65 against the American currency on bouts of month-end dollar demand from importers amid crude price volatility and rising US bond yields. The rupee opened lower at 66.48 from yesterday's closing level at 66.38 per dollar at the Interbank Foreign Exchange. The top gainers on the Nifty were Bharti Airtel, TCS, Mahindra & Mahindra, HCL Tech and BPCL. Top gainers on the Sensex, Bharti Airtel, TCS, Mahindra & Mahindra, Infosys and Power Grid Corp. The top losers on Nifty as markets closed today were GAIL, HPCL, Vedanta, Hindalco and Tata Steel. Top losers on the Sensex, Tata Steel, ICICI Bank, ONGC, Dr. Reddy's Labs and IndusInd Bank. What were some stocks specifically in the news? As you know, we are well in the middle of earnings seasons, so lots of news are coming in from that quarter. Bharti Airtel stocks gained over 3% after reporting profit in quarter four against the expectations of loss on the street, and also because of the amalgamation of tower business with Indus Towers, becoming in the process the largest tower holding company outside of China. ICICI Prudential stock also went up 5.5% after the company delivered a robust financial performance in financial year 2018. ICICI Bank, on the other hand, was down 2% after it scrapped plans to sell its housing finance unit. Bajaj Corp fell 5% after single-digit growth in profit, revenue and operating income with flat margin. Among the stocks that saw a rise, shares of Religare Enterprises rose 5% after the Burman family converted warrants to pick up 9.9% stake in Religare Enterprises. Clothing company Raymond was also up 6% after the company reported a rise of 62% at rupees 54.5 crores. And finally, in a saga, much like daytime television, refuses to die down and keeps adding to the cast of characters, Fortis Healthcare was up nearly 1% after the Delhi High Court refused to stay Fortis Healthcare stake sale. Manipal TPG, meanwhile, sweetened its bid for Fortis and raised the value of its hospital business to 6,322 crores. At this point, the number of suitors for Fortis is 5, from Manipal TPG, which has valued it at 161.6 rupees per share, to the Munjal Burmans, who have valued it at 160, IHH Healthcare of Malaysia, also 160, Fosun Holding of China, which has valued it at 156 rupees per share, and Radiant Lifecare, which is coming in fresh with 165 rupees per share. And how did the international markets respond? Well, there were weak global cues to start with because Wall Street ended yesterday on a negative note and investors have been worried about rising interest rates. Japan's Nikkei 225 fell 62.8 points or 0.28% to close at 22,215.32. The broader topics index also closed 0.11% down at 1,767. Mainland China's Shanghai Composite was down 0.35% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index also closed down 1.01% lower at 30,328. A trip to the Korean Peninsula and Kospi, we also see that the color was red there, down 0.62%. From Asia, we do a Marco Polo and go to the European markets, which are also trading lower after rising yields in the bond markets offset upbeat sentiment due to surrounding corporate earnings. The Pan-European Stock 600 was 0.9% lower, with all but two sectors in the red at the time of me telling you this. We've yet to receive news of Wipro's quarter results, so that'll be covered when we meet you first thing in the morning tomorrow. And 26th, that is tomorrow, has a few big names lined up as well. Axis Bank, Biocon, Reliance Capital, Tata Elxsi, Yes Bank, SBI Life Insurance, Jindal Hisar are all releasing their quarter earnings tomorrow. So we'll have plenty of action to look forward to from the markets tomorrow. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of everyone here at Money Control, saying thank you for joining us and stay logged on to Money Control to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.